So let's go back there in Taisus. So we're holding in the narrow lines in Taisus and Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. V'yesh mefarshim. So Taisus addressing the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin asked that by Esther, by Hesia, why wasn't Esther my Sinefesh? It was before Hesia. Before Hesia, you have to be my Sinefesh for any of it. So the answer is Esther Kaka Elamaisa. So Taisa had a problem. Why did Gemara only wake up when it introduces the idea of Paresia? Esther was Paresia. Even before you get to Paresia, for Gilearais, you have to be my Sinefesh. Esther was Gilearais. So Taisa's answered before, but this is a riot to Rashi's Girsa. That a woman does not have to be Moshe Nefesh for Gili Arayis. It's Yehorig V'al-Yavra, but it's not Tehorig V'al-Tava. And in the Hasbaras Hadavar, what's the difference between a man and a woman? So we saw two things in Taisus. Number one, because the Din Maseiros Nefesh by Gili Arayis is learned out from a Hekesh to Shvichas Domim. And by Shvichas Domim, you only have to be Moshe Nefesh, not to be Ritzech V'kum V'esi, not B'shei V'al-Tasa, because the Mechazus only works, there's a Mechazus both ways. So Gili Arayis is not more chomer than Ritzeach. Ritzeach, you only have to be Meisa Nefesh by Kumbi Asei. So Gili Arayis, you also have to be Meisa Nefesh by Kumbi Asei. Esther's always by the woman, it's Shevi Al Tas. That was Teres number one. That's number one. Number two, Taisus quotes from Rashi that it's a Sfar that she's not doing a Meisa. Who also by Meisa? The Meisa is Mesiaches to the Ma'anis and not to her. She's not doing anything. She's just... So therefore, she doesn't have a chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh. And that's where we find in, not only in Rashi, but in Taisus HaRosh, and in Taisus Yeshanim, and so on. And last week, we discussed what's the relationship between these two ideas, these two svaras. So which one is the main svar? That it's not a Maisa, or that it's a glimut from Ritzeach. So Taisus learns up in the Gemara Sanhedrin that the Gemara never asked about Esther, that it was Gili Arayis, because that much the Gemara knew that the Shevi Al Tasa Kakolim, she doesn't have to be Meisa Nefesh for the Chaimer Aver of Gili Arayis. But the Gemara thought that by Hesio, she should still have to be Meisa Nefesh for Chil Hashem, because then you don't have the Lumen from Ritzeach. And even the Svara that she's not doing a Meisa, the Gemara thought that doesn't help for Chil Hashem. It's nonetheless a Chil Hashem. And the Gemara answers that since she's not doing a Maisa, so it's not a Chil Hashem either. So that's what we have so far. So now Tosfos is going to bring another chap, the Yesh Mefoshim. Why the Gemara never asked that Esther was Gili Arayis? The Gemara still asked that it was Perhesil. But why didn't the Gemara ask that it's Gili Arayis? So Tosfos says, Yesh Mefoshim, the Lochi Parachosim, Le Parachosim, Esther Gili Arayis, Havoi. Mishum Dolei Mishanyi Me'aveira. Shehitul Bezuma. She had no Ano. Kidim Mishani Gaba Yol, the Perak Rebid, the Nozer, Perak Mitzvah Halitza. Kiparach Vaka Mishanyi Me'aveira. The Gemara over there asked by Yoel, who killed Sisera. The Gemara asked what she was Nana from the Aveira. And the Gemara answers that since he was Hitl Bazumo, called Tevosin Shal Rishon, Roy Yetzel Sadiq. And that Gemara is not so cryptic what the Gemara is asking, what the Gemara is answering. But the Yesh Mefarshim understood, Pshat in that Gemara, that the Gemara is asking, Lechemin to come as Hanyo, since she was Nana, Hoyulole Horeb Mishum Gili Arayis. Why did Yoel allow Sisera to be boil her? She should have been Meisa Nefesh Al Gili Arayis. And on that, the Gemara answers her, Mishani Tevos Mishul Shom Roy Yitzel Tzadikim, that she had no Hano. Since she had no Hano, it didn't have a din of Gili Arayis. So likewise by Esther, was Tevos Mishul Shom Roy Yitzel Tzadikim, Hitl Bozu Amo. So she had no Hano. Since she had no Hano, it's not Gili Arayis, she's not Mechuyib to be Meisa Nefesh. Atkan, that's how the Yesh Mefashim learn. That's the sheet of the Yesh Mefashim. So that's going to be chaylik. But let's first understand the Yesh Mefashim. So Yesh Mefashim is saying a svar that in order to be called Gili Arayis, chaylik is saying a svar that in order to be called Gili Arayis, there has to be an element of Ano. Without Ano, it's not Gili Arayis. And if it's not Gili Arayis, you don't have to be Meisa Nefesh. So first of all, Yesh to stop it. This svar the Taisa says that you need Ano to be Gili Arayis. Is that a svara by the man and the woman? Or is Taisa saying something specific? Or is the Yesh Mefarshim only saying something about the woman's? sharing Gilui Arayos. Now, those who want to learn up Pshat and Tosfos, that Tosfos is saying a general rule by Gilui Arayos, both by the Mitzad Ha'ish and Mitzad Ha'isha. By the Mitzad Ha'ish, maybe there's not such enough Kamino, because there's always Hanoh. Mitzad Ha'isha, there's not always Hanoh. You have this case like Yoel and Esther, where she's a Tzadikist, and Kol Rosh Shul Tzadik, Kol Tevos and Shul Rishoyim, Roy Yetzel Tzadikim, he's Matel Vazuam, and so on. But look upon him in principle, Tosfos is saying the Yesh Mefarshim are making a claim, both in regard to the Boyle and regard to the novellas, that the Gilui Arayos requires that there be Hanoh. And there are those who want to shtel tzu, they want to compare this idea of the Yesh Mefarshim to a Gemara in Krisus. There's a Gemara in Krisus, famous Gemara, the Gemara closer to Shabbos also, that a misasik bechalov and arayos chayav shekein nena. Meaning, even on Kol HaTorah Kulo, we have a concept of misasik, that if you do an Aveira, not knowing what you're doing, so you're not chayav karbon, it's not even a shogeg. Shogeg is if I forgot that it's Shabbos. But if I take an apple off the tree and I don't know that it's attached to the tree, I thought it was detached, and I pulled it off, and lo and behold, it was actually attached to the tree. So that's misasik. That's not even a shogeg. That's batel mikarbon. But the Gemara says, by chalovim and arayos, it's not true. Somebody was misasik by chalovim and arayos. He ate something not knowing that it's chalev, it turned out to be chalev. He thought it was reik. Or he was boy, he thought he's boy, bal ishtoi. It turns out it was a chaisai. So it's mamish musasim. By chalovim and arayos, he's chayev, shekeh mena. Since he had hanoh, so he's chayev nonetheless. Without, even though there's no element of understanding what he's doing, you don't have the das what he's doing, it doesn't matter. The hanoh is chayev nonetheless, shekeh mena. So what's the pshat in that gemara? So the achayim want to say pshat in that gemara. They ask him, the arayos writes this way, Rabbi Yosef Engel. I heard Rav Nochum say b'shem Rabach, there are also the following Havana. In Bichas Shmuel it says differently, l'char. But many want to say the pshat in that Gemara is that by Gilui Arayos and by Machalos Asuras, Chalovim and Machalos Asuras, the Chiv is for the Hanoh, not for the Maisa. So normally, Chil Shabbos, for example, the Chiv is for the Maisa. So a Maisa that's done without volition, I was misasik, I didn't know what I was doing, so that's not called the Maisa. The Maisa is not, it's not called the Maisa. But a Hanoh, it still is. Hanoh's Biyah, Hanoh's Achil, he has. And the Chiyuv of Chalovim and Arayos is not for the Maisa, but for the Hanoh. That's the Nusuk. That's how they want to, many Achrayim want to say that that's the Pshat in the Din of Shekeh Nenah by Chalovim and Arayos. So, Derech Zeh, some want to say, this is really not Rabbi Chaber and the Asim Devaisa, but some want to say that that's Pshat here in the Yesh Mefarshim. This is Yeshiva Shereh. The Pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim is that since the chiyuv of Gilui Arayos is for the Hanoh, so in the case of Chalov and Arayos, it's a chumrah, that even if you didn't have any rotsun, any kavanah, you're chayim nonetheless because of the Hanoh. But it also has a tzad kula, that if there was no Hanoh, it's not called Gilui Arayos, even though there was a maisa. And that's the shot over here, that Esther had no Hanoh, Yoel had no Hanoh, so the Melo, it's not called Gilui Arayos. That's one pshat, one possibility. Another way to understand the Yesh Mefarshim. And by the way, there's other ways to understand the din of Shekeh Nenah by Chalov and Arayos. This notion that the Chiv is for the Hanoh and not for the Maisa, that's a very big Chiddush. There's other ways to understand the din of Misasik by Chalov and Arayos. Rav Bochber and the Bichas Shmuel, so not the way Rav Nochum said over, I don't know, but the Bochber and Bichas Shmuel says a different shot entirely, and then it's not relevant here at all. That the idea is like this, that if a person does a maisa without kavona, he's misasik, he doesn't know what he's doing, so the maisa is not meyuchas to him. He's not connected to the maisa. Since there's no volition, there's no rotsun connecting him to the maisa, he didn't know what he was doing, so he's not connected to the maisa. If he has hanoh from the maisa, then he's connected to the maisa through the hanoh. The hanoh connects him to the maisa. So it becomes his maisa. Through the hanoh, it becomes his maisa. So I mean, that's a different shot. We're not saying that the chiyuv is for the hanoh. The chiyuv is always for the maisa. But you need to be connected to the maisa. Normally, you're connected to the maisa through das. It was the me, my neshama, myself, how's it connected to what my body did? Through volition, through otzim. Because I had intent. But if there's no intent, then I'm not connected to what my body did, unless I had hanoh. If I had hanoh, then I'm connected to what I did. It's a different shot. Akaponim, that's theory number one in the Yesh Mefarshim, that the pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim is that without Hanoh, it's not called Gilui Arayos, because that's the nature of Gilui Arayos, that you have to have Hanoh, because the Chiyuv is for the Hanoh. There's another way, however, to understand the Yesh Mefarshim. The Mefarshim are not saying a general svar about Gili Arayis b'chlal, both by the man and the woman. They're saying something about Gili Arayis on the woman's side. That a woman is only called a participant in Gili Arayis if she has ano. If she doesn't have ano, then it's not called that she participated in the Maisa Bia. And the mocker for such a thing is from the Gemara in Haminiach, that Tosis is Mitzayin, when Tosis is Chaylik on the Yesh Mefarsh. The Gemara says that in Haminiach, in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Tosis brings it in a minute. The Gemara over there says the following. The Gemara is discussing a person was boil his wife, and he was massacre. He was massacre. Too much enthusiasm. He was massacre. So the silence is he chayav a potter. Do we say he should be more careful? Or do we say that no, he was going b'rishus? And it's on the mission of two people are going b'rishus rabim. One's carrying a kaira, one's carrying a kad. And the fellow with the kaira bumps into the fellow with the kad, and the kad breaks, and it says that he's potter. Because he's going b'rishus, they're both going b'rishus, so he's potter. So I want to say, maybe it's the same thing, they're both going b'rishus, so he's potter. So Moshe says, no, it's not the same. And there's a whole discussion there, but just I'm being makatzer. Moshe says, it's not the same, because in the Mishnah, they're both walking. So since they're both walking b'rishus, so Mimela, nobody's at fault and he's potter. But in the case of by Bia, he's doing a mice and she's not. So the fellow who's doing a mice has the burden of being careful is on the one who's doing the mice. So he's doing the mice and she isn't, so he has to be careful if he's mazikar is chaya. So the way from a posuk. The posuk says, v'nichrisu ha-nefoshois ha-oisois. So you see that they're both called, the man and the woman are both called ha-nefoshois ha-oisois. So you see that she's doing the mice. So how can you tell me that he's doing the mice and she's not? That's what he's chayav on the hezek. Answers the Gemara that since that over there, it's called nefashos ha'oseis because they both are anah. So that makes them to nefashos ha'oseis. Lagabi karas, but lagabi erva, but lagabi mazik. So physically, and I know it's not relevant. Again, dini mazik, I don't care who's nana. Physically, he's doing the mice and not her. So he's the one who has to be careful, and if he's mazik, he's chayav. That's the shtickle Gemara. Tosfos, when he's chaylik on the Yesh Mefarshim, says that from that Gemara there's no riot to the Yesh Mefarshim. We'll see in a minute how Tosfos has it. But it's Mashman Tosfos that Tosfos thought that the Yesh Mefarshim were coming from that Gemara. And Tosfos doicha that Gemara is not relevant. The Mashmois in Tosfos is that the Yesh Mefarshim are coming from that Gemara. And if that's the case, then the pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim is that the Yesh Mefarshim are saying, the man, he doesn't need to have anah. He's nefashos ha'oseis. He's doing a ma'aseh. Why is nefashos ha'oseis? But what makes the woman part of the nefashos ha'oseis? She's not doing a ma'aseh. So the word you might say in Haminiach, ha'nefashos ha'oseis mitzad anah. They're both called nefashos ha'oseis because they both have anah. So the Yesh Mefarshim is saying, so she's only called the nefashos ha'oseis if she has anah. But if she doesn't have anah, then she's not nefashos ha'oseis. Then the ma'aseh was totally meyuchas to him and not to her. The Maimon HaMuskar, parenthetically, it's connected to the raid that I was talking about, that I talked about last week in the Rashi. The Rashi's Kaka Olam is not a Maisa. So I said, what do you mean it's not a Maisa? Every Lav Shem in Maisa is still you, a Noiser, by your Bayimotzi. It's called you didn't have Eira. So he said, so how come, what's that in Rashi? They say Kaka Olam means that she's not doing a Maisa, so it's not an Eira. Why is it not an Eira? Let's call it a Lav Shem in Maisa. A Lav Shem in Maisa is an Eira. So I explained by Noiser, by Bayor, by Yimotsu, there's no other Baal Bechira. Whatever there is that needs to be done, I'm doing, even if I'm doing it passively. But by Bia, the Bayal is doing, the Ma'anis is doing the Maisa. She's not doing anything. So then the Bia, the Maisa is Meyuchas to the Bayal and not to the Nevelas. I read it into Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi says, he also saw Maisa, who also bo Maisa. It's a mice that's being dumped to her. It's not a mice that she's doing. So that's by Oinus. But the Yesh Mefarshim are learning a trapping more about Bakam, not only by Oinus, even by husband and wife. She's not an Oisa. He's the Oisa. He's Oisa to her. So why is it called an Nefashos Oisas? In Dini Mazik, it's called that he's the Oisa. In Dini Mazik, if he's Maziker, who has to be careful? So the Gemara says he's the one who's doing the mice and not her. So how come in Chiyuv Kares they're both Chayiv? Why are they both called the Nefashos Ha'oseis? Says the Gemara in Haminiach, because the Gabi Chiyuv Kares, we look at the Anor, and they're both Nenef in the Maisa, so they're both participating in the Maisa. So that's the platform for the Yesh Mefarshim. From there, the Yesh Mefarshim took that she's only a participant in the Maisa Gilei Arayis to the extent that she has a Noah. But if she doesn't have a Noah, then she's not Nefashis. He's Nefashis Oisus regardless. Even if the name Mazik is the Nefashis, he's the Oisus. But she's only the Oisus mitzad the Hanoah. And here there was no Hanoah, so she's not the Nefashis Oisus. It's Mashman Toisus from the fact that Toisus brings the Gemara in Hamaniach and says, from there there's no right to the Yesh Mefarshim. It's Mashman that Toisus understood that that's the pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. So I had a horror. The Gemara says that when Esther went to Ahasuerus after the first time she was taken against her will, so she wasn't Esther to the Bailo. But then when she went afterwards to ask him not to destroy Klal Yisrael, so she went Berotzen. So it says, Kasher Avadati Avadati. So Chazal say that then already she knew that she said she's going to be lost. She's going to be Nesser to Mordechai. She was married to Mordechai, she's going to be Nesser. Because that was already Barotzen. So they say Esther was Nesser to Mordechai. She went Barotzen. L'chayra, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, even if she went Barotzen, but it's not Gilei Arayis, because she wasn't Nenah. And you can't answer that since she went, it's called to that she did a maisa. Because that would be true by husband and wife too. The Gemara in Baba Kama, if we're coming from the Gemara in Baba Kama, that he's doing a maisa, not her, which she didn't go Barotzen. She didn't walk into the bedroom Barotzen. It doesn't matter. In the maisa be itself, he's doing a maisa, not her. That's what it says in the Gemara in Aminiach. In the maisa be, he's doing the maisa, not her, except that mitzad hanoh. Mitzad hanoh, it's called an afosha soesis. So by Esther there was no Hanoah. That's the Yesh Mefarshim claim, that by Esther there was no Hanoah. Tevosin shul yisham roi yitzin tzadikim. So there was no Hanoah. So if there's no Hanoah, so who cares that she went Barotzen? But without Hanoah, it's not Nefoshes Oisus, it's not Gilei Arayis. It's a kasha, however you learn Pshat Yesh Mefarshim. And if you learn Pshat Yesh Mefarshim, like I said before, that Gilei Arayis, by definition, has to be like Shekein Nene, that the Hanoah, the Gilei Arayis is defined by the Hanoah. It's also Shver. Vinit kach ikach. It doesn't matter the lumdus how. Either way, whether you say the pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim is that both by the man and the woman, without Hanoah, it's not called Gilei Arayis, like the Gemara, basically the Gemara Krisus of Shekein Nene. Or if you say what I think is the more correct pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim, that they're saying a sora only in her, based on the Gemara Haminiach, that she's only called Hanefoshes Oisus if he had Hanoah. Kach ekach, the question that I'm asking now is still a question. Esther didn't have Hanoah, and it says in the Yesh Mefarshim that if you don't have Hanoah, it's not Gilei Arayis. That's why Esther didn't have to be Moshe Nefesh for the Gilei Arayis. She wasn't Moshe Nefesh because there was no Hanoah. I say, that's what the Yesh Mefarshim claimed. It wasn't Gilei Arayis because she had no Hanoah. So if it's not Gilei Arayis because she had no Hanoah, so why was she Nesser to Mordechai? So maybe you could say, at least there's a stopgap. I want to say maybe a better terrace, but at least there's a stopgap, maybe you could say. That there's a marik, there's a famous marik in Simen Kuf Samaches. It's brought in the Ramah in Eben Ezer in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. The marik asked the following shayla. Let's say a woman was Mizana Tachas Baila. A woman's Mizana Tachas Baila, she becomes also to her husband. So let's say a woman was Mizana Tachas Baila, but she thought that it's mutter. She never heard that it's also. I don't know if this is a real question or if this is a question that he made up. I imagine it must be a question that he made up. I can't imagine this is a real story. But he asked hypothetically. The Gemara says that Ayma Mutter, it's a whole discussion, Gemara increases. But Akaponim is that this is sad to say that Ayma Mutter is an Ainus. A person doesn't know that something is also. He never heard about this Isser, so he's not Chayav Karma. It's Ainus. Person never heard about the chaylev. Nobody ever told him the chaylev is also. And then he eats chaylev. So ayma mutter is potter. So the marik was asking, a woman was mezana, but she was a neres mutter. Is she also to her husband? So the marik is mechadish, that she's also to her husband regardless, because the isser to her husband is based on Umo'ala Ma'al Be'isha. She rebelled against her husband. She betrayed her husband. It doesn't matter if she knew that it's an Avera. The Isser Lebail is not because she betrayed the Ribbono Shel Olam, but because she betrayed her husband. So maybe Omer is Mutta. She may not know that it's Osir in Dine HaTorah. But Umo'ala Ma'al Be'isha it still is. That's the Chiddush LeMarik. So the female Arika comes out that the Issa Lebailo is not totally in the Gdorim of the Issa Lebailo is not totally in the regular Gdorim of Chiyuv. She could be Potter because she doesn't know that it's Issa Torah, but she's still called Mo'ala Ma'al B'isha. So maybe we could take that a step further. It's a step further. But maybe we could take it a step further and say that even if she's not Nene from the Avera, and according to the Yeshua Mepharshim, if she's not Nene, so in Dina Gili Arayas, she's not Chayev, so it doesn't have Indinate, it's not called the Aver of Gili Arayas, because the Chiv of Gili, because Gili Arayas has to be with the Ano, or it has to be Nefoshes Oisis, it has to be with the Maisa, and it's not a Nefoshes Oisis. Either way, whatever answer we're going to say, in Dina Torah, it's not called Gili Arayas. But maybe Umola Malbish, it still is, if she goes Berotsun, and she'll ask herself to, she didn't do a Maisa, so fine, in Dina Torah, she didn't do a Maisa, so it's not called the Nefoshes Oisis. So there's no Aver of Gilei Arayas. But maybe it's still called Umo'ala Ma'al B'isha. Maybe for Umo'ala Ma'al B'isha, I don't need a Maisa. So that's what it, so when Kozman Esther was just taken by against her will, so it wasn't Umo'ala Ma'al B'isha. And to be Maisa Nefesh, she wasn't Mechuyiv. But the minute she went Berotzen, so now it's Umo'ala Ma'al B'isha. So that's what Shil Kasher Avarati. So Ulay, maybe we could say Al Berechze. I think in a few minutes, maybe we could say a little bit better, or a little bit more to have on it. But meanwhile, just to be getting on with, maybe we could say such a thought. But I have a different question. It comes out according to this Yesh Mefarshim that by Esther, since she had no Ano, so it was not a Maisa of Gilei Arayas at all. That's the Yisoid. She wasn't Mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh because it's not called Gilei Arayas. Again, we have these two theories, either because in general Gilei Arayas needs to have Ano, or because the woman's participation is only in the Hanol Shabbat, because otherwise she's really not from the Nefashah Sa'isa, she's really not doing a Maisa. Let's say with the second way, but I don't think it matters to our Chizbenes over here. I'm going to use the second way, because I think that's the emes, in from the fact that brought the Gemara and Aminiach. But Akoponim, yeah, and also going forward, I think it's going to work better. How do you read the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, first of all, does not ask that Esther was Gilei Arayas. And that's what the Yesh Mefarshim are addressing. How come the Gemara didn't ask that Esther was Gilei Arayas? So the Yesh Mefarshim answer, that the Gemara never had a problem, because the Gemara knew that she's not Nene, and if you're not Nene, then it's not called on Nefoshes Oisis. But the Gemara does ask that it was Paesia. That the Gemara does ask. That the Yesh Mefarshim aren't addressing. They're addressing why did the Gemara not ask that Esther was Gilei Arayas? So as Terence says, there was no Hanoah, it's not Gilei Arayas. But the Gemara does ask that it was Parhesia. What's the Kashna Parhesia? What do you mean it's Parhesia? Fine, there's a din by Parhesia, you have to be Mason Efesh for any Aver in Torah. But this is not an Aver in Torah. If she wasn't Nene, then it's not Gilei Arayas. If it's not Gilei Arayas, it's not an Aver at all. There's no other Aver here for grabs. There's no other Aver here that we could be talking about. If it's not an Nefoshes Oisis and it's not Gilei Arayas, whatever the Hesber is, not Gilei Arayas because Gilei Arayas has to have Ano, but because it has to be an Nefoshes Oisis. But if it's not Gilei Arayas, then it's nothing. So what's the Gemara's Kashya? It was Parhesia. It was Parhesia. So but Parhesia, she was doing something Mutter. Why is that a Chil Hashem? Shema Noimar, that the Gemara's question is that even though it's not really an Avera, but maybe still a Chil Hashem. Maybe Chil Hashem is more broad than Averis. It could even be Moisif, maybe a Havana. Not everybody knows that she's such a tzaddikus that she's not Nene from Tevos and Shil Rishoyim. Some people might think she's not such a tzaddikus, she is having Ano, and then she should have been Moisif Nefesh. Not everybody knows what Madrega she's holding like. So it's a Chil Hashem. But then what's the Gemara's Teretz Kaka Elam Moisif? If you're telling me that Chil Hashem has nothing to do with whether it's an Aveir or not, or you're telling me that people don't realize it's just a Tzadikus and they think she's doing an Aveir, so what's the Teretz that it was Kaka'il? Now, then, if you remember, we did have a similar issue in the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh holds, like Rashi, like the Tosfos Yeshanim, that Karka Olam, the reason why there wasn't a problem with Gilui Arayos, is because she's Karka Olam, and Karka Olam is not Duga Maisa, Hu Oysa Bo Maisa. And the Tosfos HaRosh has a problem. So if you already know that in the beginning, because that's why the Gemara didn't ask about Gilui Arayos, what's the Kashya for Asya? And the Tosfos HaRosh has answered that the Gemara thought that Karka Olam takes off the Avera, but it's still a Chilul Hashem. Then the Gemara answers, no, Karka Olam takes off the Chilul Hashem too. So you do see in the Tosfos HaRosh that it's like divisible. The Gemara knew that she's not doing an Avera, but the Gemara thought that it's still an Ola Chilul Hashem. So maybe Al Derech Zeh we could say in the Tosfos in the Yesh Mefarshim, the Gemara knew it's not an Avera because she's not Nene, but the Gemara thought, but it's still an Ola Chilul Hashem. So we could say Al Derech Zeh maybe in the Yesh Mefarshim, but it's not as good. In the Tosfos HaRosh, the reason why it's not an Avera is because it's Karka Olam. Who also by mice? The reason why it's not a Chilul Hashem is also because it's Karka Olam. So the Gemara thought that Karka Olam takes off the Avera, but it's still a Chilul Hashem. The Gemara's answer is, since it's not an Avera because it's Karka Olam, so it's not a Chilul Hashem either. So I understand the Gemara's teretz at the end of the day that it's Karka Olam. The teretz of Karka Olam is, you think Chilul Hashem is independent of whether or not it's Avera? No. Since it's Karka Olam, it's not an Avera. Once it's not an Avera, it's not a Chilul Hashem either. So that's the Gemara. But in the Yesh Mefarshim, you can't learn that way. The reason why it's not an Avera is because she's not being Nena. And the Gemara thinks that it's a Chilul Hashem anyway. So if the Gemara's answer is going to be, well, if it's not an Avera, it's not a Chilul Hashem, then the Gemara ought to say, no, since she wasn't Nena, it's not an Avera. If it's not an Avera, it's not a Chilul Hashem. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's not a Chilul Hashem because it's Karka Olam. So we're going to have to be forced to say, the Gemara says it's not an Avera because she wasn't Nena. The Gemara knew it's not an Avera because she wasn't Nena. But the Gemara asked, but Chilul Hashem doesn't need it to be an Avera. And the Gemara is remaining with that. Chilul Hashem apparently doesn't need to be an Avera. The Gemara is not chaser from that. The Gemara is saying a different answer. That even though Chilul Hashem doesn't need to be an Avera, but to be a Chilul Hashem, it has to be Bekum Ve'esi, not B'Shevi Al-Kas. I mean, maybe Chilul Hashem, there's some Sfarin Chilul Hashem that has to be Bekum Ve'esi, not B'Shevi Al-Kasa. But it's a little bit hard to understand what that Sfarin might be. Why does it take off the Chilul Hashem? I mean, it's not insoluble. I don't know. Maybe the Yesh Mefarshim has some fancy pshat in Karka Olam. The Karka Olam takes off Chilul Hashem. But I want to suggest the following. And maybe it's Kushim Ekarles. Maybe I want to say this. It all goes back to the Gemara HaMiniach. We're assuming the Mashmois and Tosis is that the Yesh Mefarshim are coming from the Gemara HaMiniach. So the Gemara HaMiniach says, V'nichesu ha-nefashus ha-oisais. What makes her ha-nefashus ha-oisais? She's not doing a maisa. So my answer is Hanna. So you see that you need a Hanna to make your Hanafasha Soysis. Maybe we could say like this. That the Pasuk of Nefasha Soysis was only by Karas. V'nichesu Hanafasha Soysis. So maybe the Yesh Mefarshim attacking Mechadish based on that Gemara, that if she's not Nene, then she's not Hanafasha Soysis. And if she's not Hanafasha Soysis, then there's no Chi of Karas. But the lav, she's still over. By the lav, it doesn't say anafosh asoysis. The lav of HSC, she's over. Notice, I want to say, the Yeshua Foshim never is meant to say that it's not an isser if she's not nene. I mean, emes is an astounding thing. They should first remember Chadish that if she's not Nene, so it's not Gilui Arayos. So what does that mean? That means if a woman's a tzaddikus, she's allowed to be mezana with the guy because she's not Nene. I mean, I don't know why she would want to if she's such a tzaddikus, but in theory, it's not an Avera. Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's the old, it's not an Avera. Well, I want to say that he never had such a tzad. About it's an Avera. But it's not Karas. Because by Chorus it says Anafasus Isis, and the Gemara says in Amaniach that she is not Anafasus Isis. But if you're talking outside of Chiyuv Chorus, where it doesn't say Anafasus Isis, then Avanashi Vai, she's violating the law of Isis. She's doing an Avera, she's doing it Berotzen, talking in the Prosek Solomon at Berotzen. She's doing it Berotzen. Or even if she's Nenes, but anyway, she's doing it Berotzen. So our lab there is, that's the issue. First, I'm saying a Svara specifically about the Chiyuv Chorus. So one second, but if she's doing an Avera, so why doesn't she have to be Maisa Nefesh? Right. We're coming to explain why Esther, the Gemara never was bothered, how come Esther wasn't Maisa Nefesh? Esther Gili Reis, why didn't the Gemara ask Esther was Gili Reis? How was she allowed to do it? So what's the Teret? She wasn't Hanafoshes Oisus because she wasn't Nene. That only takes up the Chi of Chorus, but the Chi of Lav, the Lav you still have, so what did you gain? So why wasn't Esther Maisa Nefesh? The answer is Poshut, because many Rishonim write, the Chinuch writes this way in Reis Tzadik Vov, and the Ramban and the Melchamis and Sanhedrin Ayin Dalad, and the Ritvim Psochem Chafei Amid Beis, and the Rebbeinu David Psochem Chafei Amid Beis. A lot of Rishonim write that the Din of Yehoram Al Yavar is only by Arayis, and Arayis by definition is Chayvei Koras. The Pasuk really of Nairam Rosso wasn't said by Yeshish, the Pasuk was said by Nairam Rosso. Stam as they ask, how do we learn that from Nairam Rosso to all their Arayis? There it says, because all Arayis are Hukshu Zelazeh. The Gemara says, in Yevamos, in many places, that there's a hekesh. All their eyes are hukshu zelazeh. Kichol hashiasim tochol teivus elu v'nichusot. But the hekesh is in chayvei koras. That's another pasuk throughout Shas. The definition of arayis is chayvei koras. Chayvei lavan are not arayis. And so these we shine right that on chayvei lavan is no din of yahor v'el yav. If a guy was ma'ana somebody to be a koyin to be boyel agusha, there's no it's not yahor v'el yav because it's not chayvei koras. So the Yeshua Mephoshim is saying that the Gemara never asked about Esther, because since Esther had no Hano, so it's not a Nefoshes Oisus. If it's not a Nefoshes Oisus, it's not Chayvei Koras. It's still Chayvei Lavin, but it's not Chayvei Koras. So there's no Chiyuv Mesiras Nefesh. If we'll learn like that, so first of all, I understand the Kasher of Adati of Adati. If there's still an Aver of Eshashish, she's not Chayvei Koras, so there's no Yehoreg Val Yavar. But it's still the Avera Beishasish. So the din of Amolam Al Bisho, then I could say like Alderach the Marik, but it's not so, I don't even need so radical as the Marik. To ask an Isha Baal could be Chayv Lavan is enough. I don't need the Chayv Chorus of Beishasish. She's violating the Lav of Beishasish. So a woman violates the Lav of Beishasish, she's Neseres La Baal. The Isha La Baal is also only a Lav. So that's right away we have a prophet that we have a teretz for the kasher of adati of adati. But the main thing that I want to remember is that now the Gemara in Sanhedrin is gevaldik. The Gemara in Sanhedrin never asked the Yeshim Forshim are addressing. How come the Gemara in Sanhedrin never addressed that Esther was Gilei Arayis? The answer is Esther was not Gilei Arayis because since she wasn't Nene, it's not an Nefoshes Oisus. There's no Chiyuv Koras, and there's no Chiyuv Koras, not Gilei Arayis. If it's not, it's Chayv Lavan. You don't have to be Mesa Nefesh. That's why the Gemara wasn't bothered that Esther was Gilei Arayis. But the Gemara was bothered that Esther is Parhesia. Because Befarhesia, you have to be Meis HaNefesh for Chayv Lavan too. Befarhesia, you have to be Meis HaNefesh even for Kayim. You have to be Meis HaNefesh for Chelib. You have to be Meis HaNefesh for any other. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't ask Esther was Gilei Arayis, says the Yesh Mephoshim, because Esther was not Gilei Arayis. Because it's not an Nefoshes Oisus, it's not a Chiyuv Koras. But it's still Chayvei Lavan if a woman's not allowed to be Mezana, even if she's a tzaddikus and he's a guy, she's still not allowed to be Mezana because it's still a lav. So but for Hesi, not allowed to violate a lav. And that the Gemara answers Karka Olam Hoysa, Esther Karka Olam Hoysa, and that we can learn like Rashi Karka Olam Hoysa that it wasn't the Maaseh there. There we can say it wasn't the Maaseh there since it was Ba'onis. And the oinus is by Karka Olam, we say who also ba maisa and so on. So that was learned conventional. Up till now, the Yesh Mephoshim, we thought the Yesh Mephoshim was saying it's not an Aveira at all. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Farhesia, you have to say, but it's for the Chil Hashem. Yeah, it's still a Chil Hashem. So what's the terence of Karka Olam? How does Karka Olam take off Chil Hashem? Not being Maisa Nefesh, the Chil Hashem. The answer is no, that was not the Gemara's Kasha. That Chil Hashem is not something disconnected from the Aveira. It's a chil Hashem to do an aver, not to be moshe nefesh for any aver before Esther. The guy wants him to be over lahachis, any aver in Torah, any aver that's on the books. So he has to be moshe nefesh. So what's the teretz of karka olam? The way Rashi learned the teretz of karka olam, the way many Rishonim learned the teretz of karka olam, the teretz is it's not an avera because the mice is a miyuchas to the ma'anis and not to the one who's nenas. So it's very geshmak now according to the Yesh Mefarshim. Up till now, the Gemara said it's very geshmak now the Gemara according to the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim is saying the Gemara never asked that Esther's Gilead Rice because it's not Gilead Rice, it's only a lav. Because since she's not Nenes, so it's not an Nefoshes Oisis. And for Kurs, you need an Nefoshes Oisis. But it still remains a lav. Frankly, Gemara Esther Peres Yavoy, what about the lav? The Gemara answers Karka Olam is not even a lav. Because by Oinus, by Oinus, the Karka Olam by Oinus is nothing. And that's really Al Derech, that's Mamish Al Derech Rashi, Lehajosh, Teshonim, the regular Pshat and Karka Olam. Yeah. Taisa is not happy with, let's just finish what the Taisa has to say on this Yesh Mefarshim. But Leina here, Taisa is chaylik in the Yesh Mefarshim. Chodo, the le'inib le'i mechaiva le'im sunafsha le'i mehani hodo le'i mezhanyo. The b'le'i hano nami ike se'eva. Afo gav, agav, the mina perik haminiach, m'nichas on afosha so'isis anolo t'vaya yislu. So the Gemara haminiach, that's, and I think it's mashm Taisa, this is the basis for the Yesh Mefarshim. That's how we're learning. This is the basis for the Yesh Mefarshim. That for chayv course you need hanafoshes oisos, and if she's not nenish, not hanafoshes oisos. So toisus mikol mokim beloy hanor nami mechayv. It's not true. It's not true. She's chayv without anot to. I the gemara haminiach doesn't really explain what do you do with the gemara haminiach. The gemara haminiach says that you need hanafoshes oisos, and the hanafoshes oisos is mikoyech the hanor. Toisus nonetheless she's chayv even without anot. I guess toisus means toisus will learn that the gemara just means why did the Torah describe her as hanafoshes oisos? She's not an oisis. So the Gemara says the Torah describes her as an nefoshes oisis because usually she's nena. But it doesn't. The Gemara doesn't mean that hanah is necessary for the chiyuv. She's usually nena, so that's how the Torah describes her as an nefoshes oisis. But even if she's not nena, and then you couldn't really describe her as an nefoshes oisis, there's still a chiyuv kars. What's Tosis Raya? Kigoyin shalei kedako, afagav de mikri inui. Shalei kedako is the Torah calls it inui by Dino, and so there's no hanah, and yet we know the halach is that Gilei Rais is chayiv even shalei kedarko. So Raya that you don't need hanah for the chiyuv. The pagan is saying it's not so poshut the hanah that shalei kedarko there's no hanah. There's more kedushin seems to be mesupik about it. But some of the pshat and taisus is the gemara kedushin might be mesupik about it, but it's still a sofik. The gemara kedushin says it's clear in the gemara kedushin. The Gemara says, "Man Yemar, maybe there is a no." The Gemara says, "Well, even if there's not, it's Masrur the Gemara, but the Gemara is not sure." So Taisus Tain is, but why didn't the Gemara bring a right? Biyishleikadaka, how could you be chayv without a no? Al kochach that hano is not necessary. Hano is not necessary for the chiyuv. So it's not a kashan the Yesh Mefarshim. I don't know what the Yesh Mefarshim does with this kashan. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, that there's no chiyuv kars without hano. So how do you have a din of mishkeve ishu that she's chayv even shleikadaka? Unless the Yesh Mefarshim will learn that by Shalei Kedaka only he's chayiv and not her. I don't know. We have to look through Shas if that's Shaykh. I don't know. Not equipped to do that. Void. Another Taina, the Yesh Leitana Tzas. Taisa says the whole Roy Yitzel Tzadikim, that's very nice and exalted. But at the end of the day, physically, I don't some Hanah at all. There is some Hanah. Taisa says, the Gemara never, I don't know, the Yesh Mefarshim holds not. But Taisa holds, it can't be that there's no Hanah at all. About some Hanah there is. Even though metaphysically it's hitul bazuma and so on, but I know there is. So therefore the Yesh Mefarshim is wrong. But furthermore, in this kavan lehatzal atzma, v'meach kosa m'shabcha v'le'letzorech al atzma osasa. Tell you this: the hopes in Pshutishal Mikra the Yesh Mefarshim is. How do you understand the story with the oil? Was Sisera threatening to kill Yoel? That's how the Yesh Mefarshim learned the Gemara. That the Gemara is asking, what's so great about Yoel? She should have been Moisei Nefesh. The Gemara answers, no, she didn't have any Anos, so she didn't have to be Moisei Nefesh, because it wasn't a Chiyuv Kars. So you're telling me your sister was threatening to kill Yoel, and that's why Yoel allowed him to sleep with her, because otherwise he would have killed her, and she was allowed to do it, because she didn't have any Anos. So then what's the big doula? The Tivarech Minosh, the Tivarech HaNaviyah says, Tivarech Minoshim Yoel Eishas Chevra HaKini, Minoshim Boel Tivarech. She's more than the Emois, the Gemara says, they're a Nazir, because the Emois, even though they were playing a Klal Yisrael, but they had their own benefit. They wanted to have children, but Yoel did with total self-sacrifice, that she sacrificed. She didn't want to. She didn't have any. It was really, she had nothing from it, and yet she allowed herself to sleep with Sisera. And so Tavarech Minot, it was an Aver Lishma, it was a Bel Aver Lishma. What's all this Aver? What's that? What Aver Lishma? She slept with Sisera because she didn't want to get killed. And she was allowed to do it because she wasn't Nana. But where's the big sitkas over here? But I pshitid lo yachafis. So that's from the Gemara. And also from the Psukim, pshitid lo yachafis laharga. It's clear that Sisera wasn't threatening to kill her. Sisera needed her to hide him. So he's threatening to kill her. If she would kill him, then where would he hide? So the whole pshat is not right. No, your sister was never threatening to kill her, and there was no, that wasn't the, she didn't sleep with him because she was honest. She slept with him deliberately. He didn't ask her to. She slept with him deliberately to be matish kaykay. She should be able to kill him and to save Klal Yisrael. Eliyish leimai mishum. So then what's the Gemara's kasha of Kamasanya Meir there? So then what's the Gemara? I mean, how do you learn the Gemara? So Taisa explains, Eli Yishleim, Mishum, the Kamin Leel, Gidei Laver Lishma, Mimitzu Shalei Lishma, Dixi Minoshim Ba'el Tevarech, Man Niyim Minoshim Ba'el, Sarif Kerachom Leel, Pir Shei Mois, Nizkam Nili Bonis Min Ba'leim. They did a mitzvah to have Shvatim, but they did it Shalei Lishma also. They had a personal benefit in having children. They wanted children. But she did a very totally selfishly Lishma. And that the Gemara asks, "Baruch Hamaya Kosem Mishapcha Tvei Minoshim Ba'il." Her lishma was more than the imoyes. Hamitzanya Me'avera. She also had something from it. She had the Hanos Bil. So why is she called more than she's called more lishma than the imoyes? The imoyes have added Bil Klai Yisrael lishma. They had a little bit Tevah too. So she also had a little bit of Hanos. So why is she more? What's the Minoshim Ba'il Tevayach? Umishani Le'ol Hanos Kolayai. It's Sairah Yigod Lamin Also Tevas Mishol Shem Roy Yitzel Sanikim. A little bit physical, I know, Porto, like I said before, there was, but it was overwhelmed by the Tzara. Vada, she didn't want to sleep with the sister. It was terrible for her. It was calamitous for her to sleep with sister, but she did it totally just want to save Kali. So Mela, that's the shot over there in the Gemara. It's nothing to do with the Yesh Mefarshim. We have forgot the prayer, which is Chalitza Parach Nami Yochi, Afa Bisha Ein Lishon Gdola Ver Lishma. The Gemara in Yavamas also asked this Kashi Vakom Asani Me'aver, and there it doesn't have the preceding the Gemara, but Gdola Ver Lishma. It's copied and pasted from the Gemara Nazir, but in the Gemara Nazir, it's coming off of the Noshim Ayel Tevarech. Tais doesn't speak out. What was Yoel's heter? If you're telling me she wasn't the onus at all, so how is she allowed to do it? Gilirais is Yoel Valyama. So that the place can say, I don't remember now, my claim is that Hatzol is Klai, so he's saying, yes, the same Kashin Esther. Esther went back Hashem to the end. Berotzen Hashem avarati avarati. What was the heter? Yeah, the filiation for Hashem is not so terrible. It wasn't really Gili Arayis because she didn't have Hanah. Just Chayv Elavin. You could do Lahatzol Sisro. But the fit is that it's Chayv Koris. So what was the heter for Esther and then Yoel to do it? So that I don't remember anymore. Who? I maybe the Rivosh. That Hatzolus Klal Yisrael is different. Hatzolus Klal Yisrael is different. Let's go a little bit further. K'may Shapir Shrashi, the Goris Yehoreg, Ken Goris Beshiltas Parshas Vayera. Taisa says, going back to the Yehoreg Al-Yavar, the Taisa Rashi's gear says Yehoreg, but not Tehoreg. He's Mechleif to be Meis Nefesh. She's not Mechleif to be Meis Nefesh, because she's Karka Oilam, Rashi said. Says the Shiltos in Parshas Ve'era also is going that way, that only he is Mechuyev to be Meis HaNefesh, she's not Mechuyev to be Meis HaNefesh. So, if you just read the Tosfos, it sounds like the Shiltos must be saying, like Rashi, that she doesn't have to be Meis HaNefesh because she's Karka Olam. But if you look inside in the Shiltos, you'll see the Shiltos is a different world entirely. It's a little bit of a pella, the Tosfos quotes a kilo. The Shiltos says it, in the Shiltos it says a different thing. Show you the Shiltos. Where is the Shiltos? Here's the Shiltos. I emailed it to you also, for you. I hope you got the email. The Shiltos is what Taisa says that it is in Simon Membez and Parshas Ve'era. So there's a long arichas there. I just want to show you this one line. So he quotes the Braisa, Kashiyoki Mishal Re'eu, Ken Dover Azeh, Lunat Ritzech, Minayim Erosa. just like your Ritzeah, just like Naim Rosso killed the Raidev, so to Ritzeah, you have to kill the Raidev, and vice versa, just like Ritzeah is Yehorg V'al Yavar, because my Chosis, so to Naim Rosso is Yehorg V'al Yavar. And how do you know Ritzeah is Yehorg V'al Yavar? Because of the story with my Chosis, Amelie Mori Deroy. So Rav said to him, my Chosis, Dama Duch Sumuk Tvei, Dama Dama Duch Gaber Sumuk Tvei. He quotes that whole Gemara. And then he says, Dilma Doma Du Gaber Sumuk Tvei. Then he has a few, one line. Vigil Yarayas Nami. Came into Kapogim Lo, Havali Kidikotla. Since he's being Pogimer, it's like he's killing her. Aval E, Le Machaiva Limimson Asha Lakatola, Lakashar Vere Shabatara, Dar Esteli Moson Asha Lakatola. And that's that last thing about Eli Mechayev. That's what Tosfos is saying. The Shulchan is like Rashi. She's not Mechayev to be Meisa Nefesh, but Rabbi, you see, Esther wasn't Meisa Nefesh. But the Shulchan is too in this line over here that Gilead Arias, the reason why Gilead Arias is be Yehoreg Vial Yavar, is because being Pogim her is like killing her. So the Netziv, I didn't send you the Netziv, but the Netziv and the Hamik Shailah around this is Marech about this Shulchan. The Shulchan is saying an amazing Chiddush. The Shiltas is saying the reason why Gilead Arias is Behorg Vel Yavar is not because of the Chaymer HaVer of Gilead Arias. Rather, it's because if he's going to be Boil Erva, he's going to be Pogim her. There's a concept he's Pogim her. He damages her in a very personal way. And he has to be Moshe Nefesh not to be Pogim her. The same way he has to be Moshe Nefesh not to kill somebody. He has to be Moshe Nefesh not to be Pogim somebody in Gilead Arias. Now, this concept of pgam you have in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel, the guy with Dinav Roy Defach Anayim Erosa. We had the Gemara mentioned the Dinav Roy Def also that my Anayim Erosa Nitin Latzilei Benafshoy. You're allowed to kill the one who's being Roy Def after. So we learn out from there that you're so Roy Defach Chaver Lahar. You're allowed to kill him also. So there the Gemara says Beferish. The reason why you kill somebody who's running after Anayim Erosa, not only Anayim Erosa but after any erva, is because he's going to be Pogimer. And so you have to kill him rather than allow him to be Pogimer. And there's Kamechidah Shadidim that we learn out from there. First of all, we learn out from there that if she was already Pogim, if she already slept with an Erva, so it's called she's already Pogim. So now sleeping with an Erva again is not going to make her more Pogim than she was. So then you don't have to kill her either. You have to stop him, but you don't have to kill him. You don't have a head to kill him. Moreover, the Gemara says, let's say she's Meichel and Erpkam. She's Maskim. He's running after an erva, and she's running after him. They're running towards each other. She's whatever is the erva, chayvei karas, and she's masking. So the Gemara says, "Beferish says no din avodah. You don't have to kill him because she's meichel and erpkam." So the normal conception is that's by roidif. The din that you have to kill a roidif achar anayim eroso or after an erva, that's because of pgam. And if she's meichel, you don't have to kill him. That's nothing to do with the other halacha of yehorig vel yavar. The din that you have to be yehorig vel yavar, you have to allow yourself to be killed. Rather than be Baal and Erba, that's nothing to do with Pgam, that has to do with the Chaimer Aver. In the Shilta, it says not the way, that the din that you have to be Mesa Nefesh, not to be Baal and Erba, is the same halacha as the din that we kill somebody who's running after an Erba. It's because of the Pgam. And just like if somebody's running after Anul Moshe Lachaisai to be Baal her, so we kill him because he's coming to be Pegimer. So if Goyim are being ma'anasim that he should be Bala Chaisoi, so he has to be Maisa Nefesh, not to be Pogimer. Because being Pogimer, just like being Pogimer is serious enough that you have to shoot the guy who's trying to do it. So he has to let himself be shot rather than do it too. But it's Halochim Pekam. It'll come out the shiltas a tremendous chiddush. First of all, it'll come out that if she's maskim, then it's not Yehorg Vel Yavar. We'll see later on tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, the shiltas is going to take away with one end what he gave with the other. So that's a possible. But Akoponim, as far as this halach is concerned, as far as the halach of Yehorg Vel Yavar is concerned, that Yehorg Vel Yavar comes from the fact that he's being pogimer. So the Chayyid follows, and the Siv points this out, that if she's masking, then it's not Yehorg Vel Yavar anymore. There's another shield that's about Kishiel Ladas, that's the Hemshech Pesus, which maybe changes the Halacha L'maisa. But never mind the Halacha L'maisa, but in what it says in this Halacha. Number two, it's only him and not her. And that's the hemshich of the shiltas. She's a vada not mechuyif to be meisa nefesh. Why should she be meisa nefesh? He only has to be meisa nefesh, not to be pegim her. He has to give up his life rather than be pegim her. It doesn't say anywhere that she has to give up her life not to be nefgemis. The same way is halacha that if you're running after somebody to kill him, so, or just like there's halacha that you have to give up your life rather than murder somebody, but there's no halacha that if you give up your life rather than be murdered, it's the same thing. He has to give up his life rather than be begging her, but she's not mechuyev to give up her life not to be nefgemis. There's no such halacha. So that's what he says. Esther didn't have to be meisa nefesh because it's her pekam that we're talking about. If she's meichel on her pekam, then finish. That's her business. So that's true. The shiltless is going to say yehoreg and not tehoreg, and the shiltless says that Esther didn't have to be meisa nefesh, but it's not because she was karka olam. She wasn't doing an avera. She was doing an avera. Kishar avera shibatir. It's the fairest. Kishar avera shibatir. It is an avera. It is an avera. But it's not an avera. But it's like any other avera. There's no mechuyev chiyuv musar. He has to be meisa nefesh because for him it's like you're murdering her. But she, for her, it's an avera kechal averas. For her, it's no different than any other avera. For any other avera, you don't have to be meisa nefesh. For this avera, you don't have to be meisa nefesh either. But the shiltas does not say that she's not doing an avera. It's not kaka olam. She's not doing an avera. This is a whole new world of shiltas. Yeah.
The Rebbe is still, it's like all Averos, but still it's Befarhesia.
Good question. So how does the shilta says that it's like any other Avera? So how come she wasn't Meis Nefesh Befarhesia? The Gemara asked the Kasha, asked the Befarhesia, Avoy. By the way, up till the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, according to Shiltas, is Gevaldik now. All the Rishonim asked, how come the Gemara didn't ask that Esther was Gilei Arayis? It only asked that Esther was Parhesia. So we saw Rashi, a lot of Rishonim say, well, Esther was, the Gemara knew that Kaka Olam takes off the Chaimer of Gilei Arayis, but the Gemara thought that it's Fartu Chil Hashem. The Gemara knew that it takes off the Avera, but the Gemara thought even though it's not an Avera, it's still a Chil Hashem. The Gemara answers, well, if it's not an Avera, it's not a Chil Hashem either. That's what says Sarosh. Or the Gemara knew that like, the Chaimer of Erev Gilei Arayis is a Hekesh Teretzeach, and my Chazus goes both ways, so by Kaka Olam, you don't have the Chaimer of Gilei Arayis, because it's B'Shevi Altasa, but it's still an Avera, so the Gemara says, no, Kaka Olam is not an Avera. And we had the Yesh Mefarshim, that since she's not Nene, so it takes off the Nefashos Oisus, so it's not Chorus, but it's still Chavei Lavin. We have many different ways to understand. Lefida Shiltas, Kushimei Karolesa. There was never a din that she has to be Moshe Nefesh for Gilei Arayis. Because the mysterious nefesh for Gilei Arayis is asked the pekam, and she's meichel on the pekam. So the Melech Gemara never asked Esther was Gilei Arayis because there's no din but a woman has to be meis nefesh for Gilei Arayis, only a man. But it's still an avera. It's no different than any other avera. She doesn't have to be meis nefesh on the pekam because she's meichel on the pekam. That's her business. But she has to be meis, but it's still an avera, and before Esther you have to not do an avera. So that's the Gemara's kasha Esther parasi avoy. So up to that point, the Gemara is very good. That's what the answer. The question is, but what's the Gemara's teretz of kaka olam meis? So maybe the Teretz of Kaka Olam is that it's not an Avera. So how come the Shilta says that it is an Avera? But that means that the Shilta himself later on talks about that Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's mashman the Shilta, first of all, Rava said a different Teretz. The Gemara said Esther Peresi Avoy, the Gemara answered Kaka Olam, and Rava said that it was Lahanos Atzmei. So I think the Shilta is mashman later that we passed like, so Tosis is done if Rava's Cholik on Abai, or maybe just saying, giving another Teretz. It's mashma when the shiltas the rovas taka chelik and abai. So could we all pass in karka olam? If she would be karka olam, then it means not avera at all. Karka olam means it's not an avera at all. Abai was mechad, it's not an avera at all. Because acherim oisim b'maisa. And rovas chelik, so the shiltas goes like rova. So he calls it kishar averas. According to abai, it's less than shar averas because it's karka olam. But he doesn't bring abai because he holds like rova. The emes is the shiltas later on. I didn't send it to you we weren't going to talk about it and I haven't even seen it yet. But later on in the same shiltas, it's not in the email that I sent you. The Shiltas says in Mechudish to Kipshat and Kaka Olam Bechlal. How does Kaka Olam take off the issue of Parhesia? He says it's a very strange Lashon. He says, Kaika Oilam means, I'll read it to you, I don't know what it means. He says, the Pshat and Kaika Oilam, again, Rabbi's Chalak and Kaika Oilam, but Abayu says the word of Kaika Oilam, that it takes off the Mesiris Nefesh for an Aveira, for Hesia. So his Loshan is, Umefarek Abayu, Abayu answers, the Esther Le Damya, Lavad Azorel, Chil Shabbos, Esther's not like other Aveiras. The Noshim Lekach Neitzu, Geshem Sha'oret Neitzu Lizriya Velavid Bo, Kachisha Neitzu Lebilo. That's what women are for. I don't know what that means, but it's an Aveira. So why is it different than any other Aveira? So what's this for you? Maybe it's just for Chil Hashem. It's not a Chil Hashem because Noshim Lekach Neitzu. I don't know. It's Sosim V'chosim. And the Tziv says also that it's a Svar M'chodesh, so she doesn't know what it is. It says, Svar Zu Eina Pshuta. Yeah, it's very not Pshuta. I know what it means. So any of that. But upon him, it's not la locha, it's not the shulam. The shulam is rather as mashma that it's that we don't hold like a bay anyway. So here he says it's kashar of erishu b'ter. And the emes, the way the shultus is saying kaka olam, it's still kashar of erishu b'ter. Whether you have to be meis nefesh before hesio, maybe you don't have to be meis nefesh before hesio because it's noshim l'kach noitzu, whatever that means. But it's still an avera. It's not like a Rashi and the other rishonim the kaka olam means it's not an avera because she's not doing a maisa. It's an avera. But the din that for Hesi you have to be Moshe Nefesh, that you don't have by that Abai said, and Abba argues, but Abai said she doesn't have to be Moshe Nefesh because whatever it means, I don't know. Noshim L'kach Meitzu. But the Aver itself is Keshar Aver Shabbatayr, so it's not, this Shiltus is very good. The Shiltus says she doesn't have to be Moshe Nefesh because there's no issue of Pgam. It's Keshar Aver Shabbatayr. Aye, so why before Hesi didn't she have to be Moshe Nefesh? Yeah, that's what he talks about later on. He brings the Gemara, Quint Abai, Noshim Lekach Noitzru, whatever that means. Rava says because it was Lahanos Atzmai, Hanos Atzmai Shiny, and so on and so forth. Okay, that's an unbelievable Shiltus. I think no understanding this Shiltus is a very big in this preface to the next Shiltus that Tosfos talks about in the next line. The Shiltus is another Chiddush. That the Gemara about being Meisa Nefesh for Gilei Arayis, and you need a Pasuk, and without a Pasuk, you would not have to be Meisa Nefesh for Gilei Arayis. It's all only talking about Lehisrapais. But if it's just holding a gun to his head, then that's not called an Oinus at all. I don't need the special Chiddush of the Chaimer of Gilei Arayis that we learn out from a Pasuk. It's Poshut and Sfar that for that he would not be allowed to be Boil and Ervo, even if they're holding a gun to his head. Even without the Xeris HaKosov, because Enki Sheel Eladas. So that's the next thing in the Shiltas. That's very sure what he means, with the Svara, and he takes it out from a Gemara, and how he got it out of the Gemara. That's going to have to be for tomorrow. I sent you questions about it, because it's a very complicated Indian. I thought it would be helpful to have questions to think about. But you just have the main thing when you're learning this next piece in the Shiltas, that Tosis brings from the Shiltas, you really have to speak out. This is also always good hadrach and learning. You have to speak out. What is the Shiltus saying? Where did he get it from? Where is Tosfos going? What Nakud is Tosfos? Look at the Gemara that he's getting it from. What's Pshat in that Gemara? What's Rava saying in the Gemara? How do the other Rishonim understand Rava? You have to really get it into your blood because it's very enigmatic. What's the Svar of the Shiltus altogether? It's very strange. Who cares? Any kishel eludas, but the chaybem, it's pikuach nefesh. Again, the shiltus is saying that the whole you don't need the pasuk for goyim holding a gun to his head. The pasuk is when he's coming is when it's lisrapis. But if it's not lisrapis, if the goyim are holding a gun to his head, then he would have to be meis and nefesh even without the xeres hakosov of kashi yokum ish the hekesh denayim eros. The hekesh deresayach. It's poshut and svar that he has to be meis and nefesh because enki shiel ledas. So all by itself, it's a very cryptic thing. What do you mean enki shiel? Fine, enki shiel ledas. So fine. So he's doing it midas. He's doing it midas because he wants to save his life. What's the problem? So b'chan, what's the zog of the shiltus? You have to think about that and understand that. And then where did he see it in Rava's memra? What exactly is Rava's memra? So there's a lot there that has to be unpacked. But this shiltus that we just talked about today, I think is going to be crucial to understanding how the Shiltus learned Rava. But that'll have to wait till tomorrow. Okay, everybody should be well.
Thank you.
Very interesting sugyas. This is very, very, I mean, this is a famous sugyas. It's a very lumbish sugyas. So many, every prat here is a whole world. Okay, be
Thank
well.
You.